Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma. And 2020 is this drastic, radical, mind-blowing, yet auspicious year of change. August is a last nature month, and elemental wisdom tells us that it brings energy for intentional adaptation because there is no going back to pre-COVID normal. As one cosmic door has closed, a new one has opened, and the message to humanity is all of us collaborating, sharing, and living on purpose. So through 4 broadcasts and accompanying videos, I've been providing spiritual intelligence and practical wisdom to support intentional adaptation, from what has been to what can now be. And tonight I continue with my final part to this theme with existing to living on purpose. But first, just a reminder, and also I'm going to scoot over a little. Yeah, that's better. When I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through your phone at this number, which is area code 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or on my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave comments in the comment sections below the video. But right now, I ask and invite you to sit or lay back and join me on an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow, folks, here we are coming to the final weeks of summer here in the Western Hemisphere, and on the opposite side of the world to us, they're coming to the end of their winter, like in Australia, New Zealand. This has been quite a week of things that have been going on here in the United States. And one of the very, very sad things that has happened is the untimely and, for me, unexpected death of Chadwick Boseman. And if you don't know who he is, shame on you, but he is the actor who played the Black Panther, as well as some other iconic historical figures, Jackie Robinson and James Brown. He did keep his illness very close to his chest, very secret. Only probably people who working closely with him knew. And it is just a tragic loss. I was just grieving since Friday when I heard about it. I was actually watching a Marvel movie at the time that my friend shared it with me. So Chadwick, what he achieved in this very short time on this planet and through the movies that he made, it's just outstanding and astonishing. And he now is becoming one of our ancestors. And so, of course, I want to welcome him in these prayers tonight. But I'm also, of course, including all the people who have died from COVID-19 since it hit this planet in the way that it did. So join me, if you will, in taking time for remembering, for honoring those who are now our ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, all that is, thank you, thank you, thank you for your blessing, your mercy in our lives, and for yet another opportunity to open up our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to your greater will. Creator, we are living in a time where so many people are leaving this planet, leaving this dimension, and moving back into the higher dimensions of the spiritual realm. And so we are going through a time of great grief, a time of grief that we can't even wrap our heads around, whether it is from an illness, a terminal illness that Chadwick Boseman had, or to the really senseless violence that has been happening toward Black people from policemen. So I'm, of course, speaking about the death of Mr. Blakeman and just the other deaths that have happened. It's just so overwhelming. And so we're in a time where we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. And so we're calling out to all the ancestors and to you, Creator, and to all of the sentient beings that live in the realms around us. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need your love. We need you to give us the strength we need to keep moving through this unbelievably upsetting time on our planet. And so we're calling out to you, ancestors, saying, ancestors, 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 come be with us. Come take hold of us. Come inside of us. Come above us, below us, around us, surround us, and help us have the courage to withstand this great radical change we are going through. Help us, help us, help us to stay very, very awake and aware to the grief, to allow it to move through us, to not get stuck in it, for truly it needs to flow so that you can be where you need to be and to be of service of us in the way that we need you to be at this time. And so once again, Creator, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and for their guidance and for their invitation to us to connect with them so that we can be stronger than we can imagine. And I ask and I thank you for all this in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe, aho, asah, shinka, bismillah, and so it is, ashe, ashe. Wow, 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 what a time, yeah. So for those of you who watch me regularly, listen to me regularly, for those of you watching on YouTube right now, you can see I have a different backdrop to me, and I am sequestering myself in a hotel room. I've been here since Saturday afternoon to do more work on some writing I started back in March. And so I'm doing a virtual writing experience with two other people. And we've been checking in every day to listen to each other, to encourage each other. And it's just been an incredible time. So shout outs to Ms. Amanda and to Freddie. Thank you for being so present and so supportive of this work. So, let me jump into our elemental wisdom for the week and also the astrological forecast for you. Elementally, we are right now moving through a water week, and that was starting last Wednesday on the 26th through this Tuesday. So this Wednesday on the 2nd of September, we're leaving August, we begin a fire week. Yeah. And here's the opportunity. It's about being truthful with yourself and others. It's about calling upon the ancestors to bring you clarity when you feel confused and conflicted. Walk your talk. Live in self-referred consciousness, meaning trust your intuition and honest feelings more than the opinions, advice, or judgments of others. Allow your inner authentic self to be in charge of your life versus the image of yourself that you project out to the world. As Mr. Rogers said, people can love you exactly the way you are. And I went to sleep last night with the television on public television. And when I woke up this morning, guess who I saw? Yeah, Mr. Rogers. And this is what he was saying, was reminding the children that people can like and love you exactly the way you are. So distractions for this week coming up, starting on September the 2nd. Wow, look at that Freudian slip. Something's coming in November. But right now, the distractions are going to be maintaining the status quo. That's a distraction. Don't go along with what you think other people want you to go along with. Really tap into your inner strength and inner wisdom. Abandoning your true self in order to please others or avoid conflict. Lying to yourself and others, yeah, and sacrificing your needs in order to belong or to be included. Don't do it. And last but not least, that fear of not being liked, loved, or accepted. Yeah, that will definitely distract you into people, places, and spaces you really don't need to be. So, after this week, going on to September the 9th, we'll move into a mineral week. Yeah, in a mineral month. So very, very important time, a time for soul connection. And I'll remind you all about that in our next broadcast. So astronomically, just like January was a huge month for astrologers to be waiting for, because we knew it was the time of the great conjunction between Saturn and Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. And we knew then all these other planets were going to be joining, like Jupiter and Mercury and Venus. You know, it's just been a really, really powerful time in the heavens. Something we haven't seen since 500 years ago, as I've been talking about in previous videos, when the Lutheran reform shows up against the Catholic Church. So September is another important time for that conjunction. It is actually the third time that Saturn and Pluto will come so close together in that sign of Capricorn. So we expect that this is going to be a challenging month. But the good news is it starts off on Wednesday with a full moon in Pisces. And I think that this full moon, and it's a very powerful one, is designed to help us open up to our dreams. You know, Pisces, and I'm a Piscean, we're all about dreaming. You know, it's like if we get any time on our hands, we're going to be daydreaming, or we're going to be dreaming up the future. You know, it's like we're just always trying to get out into another dimension. So I think that this week we get that energy to help us so that when these challenges show up, that we're going to be more conscious of the fact that we can respond to them from a place of love or a place of fear, and we really get to choose. One of my favorite astrologers, Braca Goldsmith, and I will leave the link to this, to her YouTube, in the description box below. But I want to just share with you what she says about this time, because she says there are three different signatures at play. So in addition to this being the full moon in Pisces, it's going to conjunct with Neptune, she says, which is a very loving, compassionate, and creative energy. But there's also going to be Mercury, ruler of the sun, in Virgo, opposite to this moon, and trine to Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. Now, this is a positive aspect, she says, hopefully bringing some good news regarding COVID-19 and other issues on our planet at this time. She says it's great for communications, for finding clarity and purpose. But the challenging aspect that is going to be around is this T-square with Mars in Aries, and that's going to be square to Venus in Cancer and square to Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn, right? So this is all this kind of astronomical lineup of the planets. She says this is very dissonant and can bring out all kinds of grievances, complaints, disagreements, dissatisfactions. But here's the question for you to consider. Where would you like to spend your time? Which frequency will you choose? Where in your life do you need to break out of an old habit that is no longer working for you? And so I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way for us to see this aspect, this dissonant aspect that is coming up for most of September. Just a reminder that you get to choose. You get to choose how it is that you want to be with these challenges. Yes, yes, yes. So my overview for what I'll be talking about tonight, I'm going to start off with that quick review of what I've talked about under this theme of intentional adaptation. And then I'm going to talk about the limits of existing, the limits of merely existing. And then the freedom of living on purpose. And then, of course, I'll end with some contemplative questions for you. I just want to say that it's just so synchronistic and just powerful how the universe works with me. But my quote from last week, of course, was from the Marvel Universe character Black Panther that Chadwick Boseman so brilliantly and powerfully portrayed. And that message that was there about sharing versus withholding, I think is just really, really, really so powerful. So for my final Marvel Cinematic Universe quote, this week it's coming from Iron Man, Tony Stark. And of course, that was brilliantly played by Robert Downey Jr., RDJ. And the quote is, I had my eyes opened. I came to realize that I had more to offer this world than just making things blow up. I shouldn't be alive unless it was for a reason. I'm not crazy, Pepper. I just finally know what I have to do. And I know in my heart that it's right. And again, that was from the Iron Man movie from 2008. The screenwriters were Mark Fergus, Hawk Oxie, Art Markham, and Matt Holloway. So let's get into this. Quick overview of intentional adaptation. We, in March, as a global community, some people had moved into this before, like in Italy, we had to really accept and adapt to this killer virus. And we've gone through now a good 6 months of adaptation, and we're at a point now where we need to intentionally adapt. The governor of California, Mr. Newsom, has just recently said that, yeah, COVID's going to be with us much longer than what we thought. Because back in March, too, there was talk about, oh, by the summer, it'll be gone. It'll be done. We'll have a vaccine. It's all good. But clearly, it's not. And so we need to realize that we have to make some very conscious choices, and we have to be intentional about the shifting and the changing that we're doing. And so I talked about that cosmic flashlight, that cosmic illumination that was brought by COVID-19, and then in May by the death of George Floyd. And again, George Floyd wasn't the first black man to be killed in that way by a policeman, but it was the first one that seemed to break the tipping point. It was a culmination. And since then, we have had people bravely, courageously protesting under the banner of Black Lives Matter. And so we're in this movement away from only us, only me, to all of us. We are really, really embracing the fact that we are all human and that we're all here in this together. We're also moving away from domination as the way in which to go about raising children, being in a family, getting our education, being in a job. And we're moving into collaborating as a more love-centered, healthy, and emotionally well stance to take in order to get things done. We've also moved away from this withholding of information, of ideas, and a big part of that is thanks to the creation of the World Wide Web, to the Internet. It really has opened things up like they weren't before. And so we're moving now really into this sharing of our light and of our love. And we have the social media platforms, which ultimately and essentially, that's what they really are for. You know, they're not for hackers. Like I was on a Zoom with someone who was doing a book signing and a virtual book signing, and hackers got on. And I'm thinking, you know, no, honeys, this is not what this is for. You know, this is for spreading the love, not spreading the hate. And so we really have begun this movement away from fear-based development and toward love-centered solutions. And we just need to keep moving in that direction. We need to keep healing from the past and considering the long-term consequences to our thoughts, our feelings, and our behavior. So again, we need intentionality in how we are shifting and changing up, how we're being with ourselves, and most importantly, how we're being with others. So after I talked about the only me to all of us, from the dominating to the collaborating, from the withholding to the sharing, and now it's time to talk about existing, merely existing, to living on purpose. Okay. You know, when you're just existing, you're living from a not goal or not goals because you're totally motivated by fear. It sounds like this. I don't want to lose anything. I don't want anything bad to happen to me. I don't want to hear any bad things, like the Wicked Witch in The Wiz. Don't nobody bring me no bad news, you know. And I call those the not goals. The biggest not goal is I don't want to die. And so you stay in a box. You'll box yourself in life. You'll have everything measured out, planned out, figured out. And if we've learned anything from the advent of a global pandemic like COVID-19, it is that we really don't know. We really don't know. We really can't know. We are simply human. We are not masters of the universe. So living on purpose is the opposite of that. It is the why not goal. So instead of trying to control the universe, it's about trying to co-create with the universe, to be a part of how it is that the universe works. It is about following dreams and taking necessary risks to make those dreams come true. It's about being vulnerable. It's about knowing that you may fail, you may die, but you're being willing and courageous enough to learn how to love. And to, if I have to die in that process, yeah, then that's okay. So it is about developing a fearlessness so that you can get to the realization of your dreams, of your goals. So the notion of, you know, living on purpose, it enables us to override, if you will, to transcend the fears from just existing, from merely existing. It's like, you know, you need purpose to have meaning in your existence. Existence is just about being alive. It's just about being here. It's just about, I got to survive. But when you add in living on purpose, then you can rise above challenges that, if you're not living on purpose, really will box you in. They really, really will. They'll stop you. You know, existing by itself is the experience of living in a box or a cage. You're there, but you really don't go beyond what you know, what you believe, or what you've been told to believe. Again, you won't take those necessary risks to become all of who you truly are, the who you are divinely meant to be. An essential part of us growing up is to step outside of our known existence and go on a journey to learn how to live our lives on purpose. There is freedom, liberation, in living on purpose because you're giving yourself access to the unbounded, limitless universe and multiverse. Yeah. Living on purpose is going on a journey into the forest to explore and discover your truth. So meaning that you start out with an unknown so that you can learn, you can be open to learning. In that process, you connect with people's souls and influence change and the evolution of life. You contribute to the aliveness of your existence. You make it meaningful, And that contributes to the aliveness and the meaning of every living creature on the planet. That's how important and how powerful that is. Yeah. So let me share with you the personal challenge and awareness opportunity for this theme for moving out of just existing and moving into living. And let me say this too, that being wild and crazy isn't living on purpose, okay? Because when I say existing and I say a box, it sounds like, oh, you're not doing anything daring or exciting, and, you know, and that can be. But there are people who really are living in a box where they think they're doing these very dangerous and exciting things, but you're not on purpose. So whether it is you robbing a bank or you being a downhill racer, you know, but if it's not linked to your purpose, it's not going to bring fulfillment. Yeah. And that's a big difference between merely existing and being on purpose, is that being on purpose gets you to fulfillment, which means that you get to know what is enough. You get to know what it is that really brings you joy and happiness and ultimately love. Yeah, yeah. So here's a contemplative exercise. Where in your life right now are you merely existing, just existing? Where in your life? Where are you boxed in and why? Next, are you living on purpose? If not, why not? 3, what risks would you be willing to take in order to know and or live on purpose? Yeah. And 4, last but not least, if you believe you know your purpose, but you are not living it, what is one thing you can do tomorrow to demonstrate to the universe, to your God, that you are willing to learn how to live purposefully? Yeah. And as always, this personal challenge will be listed in the description box below this YouTube video. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to my channel and hit the bell for all postings. And I thank you for that very, very much. Well, it's time to close out. And I want to, as always, take a moment to thank my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and also the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for their continued support of me doing this important work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And especially in the times we're living in. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, especially to my number one fan, Miss Sarah. And Miss Sarah, let me tell you about living on purpose. Yeah, wow. She is amazing. And she's taught me and everyone that she meets that is really the secret to longevity, is that you are clear about what your purpose is in life and that you know you have a purpose. And it may change up how it looks, but ultimately it is your purpose. And she demonstrates that every day. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Sarah. Also to all of those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family and my spiritual kin, to my transformational leadership colleagues, again, Ms. Amanda, and also now my new transformational colleague, Mr. Freddie, to my medicine sisters and brothers all around the world, and those who may be listening in for the first time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership and your viewership and your support. Now, next week I'll introduce the theme for September, which I'm still kind of receiving, but I'm pretty sure it's going to have something to do with personal reformation and the postmodern renaissance that we are at the beginning of. Yes. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available at Barnes & Noble, through Amazon, Kindle, and other places online where you can find books. And if you can get to a bookstore, you might actually find a copy of it there as well. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please, please, please have a very healthy and safe Fire Week coming up. Now, continue to wear your mask, practice social distancing and safe relating, avoid perceived safety, and embrace science safety. And most importantly, do remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.